Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, J Baby, your favorite podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. Y'all know the one. Going to host over 100,000 monthly network business, baby. Yeah. Y'all already know we don't do nothing small around these parts. Yeah, they. And today, my people, today, I got a surprise for y'all. But everybody in the building say, what up, Doc? What's good with you, Poppy?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You're good. Now, we got you in the building. Now, we gonna jump right into it because you got this joint called LSMB. Now, you know, cats is all good for acronyms. You know what I'm saying? Now, tell my people, you know what I'm saying, the ones that ain't heard it, because you know I ran my ear across it a couple times. You know what I'm saying? But for the people that have it, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them what it means and tell them what the track is about.
Yeah. What up? My name's Doc. And, yeah, the song is called LSMB, stands for Leggings, Sweats, or the Messy Body. Basically just, you know, describing one of the things I like a woman to wear. Leggings, sweats, and the messy bun, which is just like in a natural state, just naturally beautiful.
Yo, I'm loving that because nowadays everybody want to be a lover hip-hop chick, you feel me? With the lashes and the weave and the face and, you know what I'm saying? So it's nice to know that, you know, real women are still appreciated out here, but we can just get in our leggings real quick, throw our hair up in the bun, and still be fly. So I'm loving that, and I appreciate you for that. You feel me? All my people out there that don't know where it's at,
yeah.
You gotta go ahead and slide on over to that Spotify and check that out. You know what I'm saying? But I do appreciate you for that zone right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, like, well, when I listen to music, you know what I'm saying, I'm one of them cats who I listen to the beat first, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is the one that is on this beat that got you rocking like this?
It's produced by this dude named Jay Stacks. Mostly out of the UK.
I know that's right. Oh, okay. Look at them now. We getting overseas with it, baby. Now, I always have my favorites when it comes to, you know, the people that I listen to, because I do more than just listen to one track. You know, I go and I listen to a multitude of tracks that you have, you know what I mean? And I must say that my favorite that I'm rocking with you right now is that power joint from, you know what I'm saying, like the beat is definitely matches the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? It seems to create a tone for the whole dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And that joint right there is a KO, knock them out, the box, Rocky Balboa type joint. Like, I'm loving that. Like, what inspired you to write that joint?
Nah, I appreciate that. You know, I just really wanted to get back to, like, in the beginning, man. Like, when I first started rapping, like, me and my boys, we would just go to the studio and just put in a couple, you know, a couple bucks and see who had the best verse. That's really what it kind of came from. It's me and my cousin and a homeboy of mine that all rapped together at one point, just kind of getting in there and just seeing who could go off the best.
Yo, I'm loving that. I'm feeling that track right there. You know what I'm saying? I will be sharing it for my people out there in listening land. Y'all already know your girl is Jay going to share it on that Dream Hustle Win fan page on Facebook to make it easy for you to find his joints. All you're going to have to do is click it one time, you feel me, and you find all his joints down there. Now, I also got a chance to listen to Glow, and I must say, you know what I'm saying? It like piqued my interest as soon as I heard it because it's like got a slick beat, some beastie lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And just the overall swag of the track is just, you know what I'm saying, something that I was really, really feeling. So, you know, I want to say, you know, hats off to you because you definitely are out here working. You can definitely tell the amount of work that goes into your tracks. Like, is it easy for you? Is it hard for you? Like, these joints out, because it seems like, you know, you do have a few that's coming back to back on me like this.
I wouldn't say it's easy, but I wouldn't say it's hard at the same time, because I don't like to just throw anything together. So if I do something, I want to make sure that you know, one, the lyrics is tight, so making sure you got something lyrically to hear. And then I'm real big on my beat selection, as you can hear. So definitely at least got to make you move or nod your head hard or something. And just currently trying to make sure that I have an eclectic sound tracks out.
Well, you can definitely tell you are very choosy with your beats, because that grime mode, like, I only got a chance to, like, really feel the snippet on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You know, Instagram only gives you 1 minute to go ahead and promote your stuff. But, like, you had me from the beat. Like, I don't even remember what movie that was. You had me from Hello, but you had me from really, you know what I mean? Like, I heard that, and I'm like, oh, let me run that back one time. Let me play it one more again. Let it run one more again. Like, I'm definitely feeling your beat selection, because you definitely know what you're doing in that area, and I'm loving that.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm in the South, so these got to be something. You can't just be out here with just regular nothing beats. So I got to either make you move or feel a type of way or something. That's just the cloth I'm from anyway, so.
Well, you definitely got that hands down. Now, I like to tell people I am not a stalker, but I checked up online, you feel me? And I was running across your Instagram and your Twitter, and I saw that, you know, it was a quote that you had put up, and it was from, like, the 4th. I think it was the 4th of July, I believe it was, where it said, advice from my dad years ago, if you like her, meet her mom. That'll tell you a lot about what she's going to look like later in life. Like, I was cracking up because that is so true, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays, everybody got that, like, face app, you know what I'm saying? The other day, I went on there and just posted a picture of my mom, like, that's my face app right there, you feel me? But that is definitely true. Is that real word advice that your pops gave you?
Yeah, it is. When I was 17, I was dating a girl, and I came home one day after I had, like, been me. Actually, her mom met him, and so after they left, I thought I was serious with it, right? Didn't end up being nothing. But anyway, he was like, look, if you want to know what a girl's going to look like later in life, look at her mama. And her mama was, you know, she was a mama. So it is what it is.
It so is. Because that is real life right there. I ain't even lying. Now, I did see that you are actually – I saw it on your Twitter. And for my people out there that don't know, you can check them out on twitter.com/ITSDOCMUSIC and slide on over to that instagram.com/ITSDOCMUSIC. As I stated, I saw that on your Twitter that you're looking for female dancers in the Oklahoma area. Is that for that LSMB track?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I just got one. So, yeah, but I was last week. I actually was going to shoot the video earlier, and then I was like, change of plans. I want to add a dance in it. So it's a cool concept that we're going to have for it. So visuals will be coming soon.
Okay. We're going to be looking out for that one. You got to make sure you tag your girl under Lajay Music. You know what I'm saying? That way I can go ahead and promo, because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure we're getting that out there. Again, my people, check my boy D.O.C. in the building. Check them out at Instagram.com, honey, /ITSDOCMUSIC. Just slide on over to that good old pulling, you feel me, at the same ITSDOCMUSIC. Check out that LSMB. You rocking out for us real ladies out here. We ain't got to put on the heels all the time, honey. Them buns still be popping in them leggings, you dig? So he's rocking out for us. I'm going to need y'all to go check him out. Make sure you leave in a comment. I need you to download, stream, and listen to everything my boy got going on. He will not disappoint you. Like I say, your girl don't vouch for stuff she don't like. And my boy, we boom, tapping all over the place with these beats, honey. So y'all make sure y'all get up on that. Now, you're from Oklahoma City, is that right?
Yep, east side.
Okay. Well, Grandma, I'm glad you're repping for your city, you know what I'm saying? Because you definitely got some good things going on out here. You know, I want you to talk to my people real quick, because you know we only got a little bit of time to promote the best. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to their regular schedule program. So, like, you know, I want you to talk to the people real quick about what sets you apart? Because the music game is saturated right now. What sets you apart from the rest of these cats out here?
Yeah, I just try to remain true to myself and everything I do. I'm sure everybody probably say that, but, you know, I really do. I just draw from all my life experiences and just put it in my music. So whether that's going to make you happy, fun, upset, you know, you'll get a nice feeling of everything that I'm doing. And I always try to make sure that there's some real lyrical capability in that, like just making sure there's something you can get out of it that makes you go, ooh, ah, just like, I felt that. So, I always try to make sure I put 110% of myself in there.
No, I'm definitely feeling that, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely feeling your response on that. Now, a lot of people like to make it look easy, too, you know what I'm saying, out here. Everybody ain't, you know, able to put the words to the beats and just make something that, you know, can move people out here. It's not that easy. Like, this whole game, the music game can be, like, real messed up if you don't know what you're doing and you ain't got no guidance out here. Like, what is one downfall or pitfall or hurdle that you have overcome or still trying to overcome, and how did you do it, or how are you planning on doing it?
I would just say life in general. Like I know people are probably just hearing me for the first time now, kind of new, but, like, I've been around. I've been in groups. I've been in situations, distribution situations, label situations and stuff. And when I was in a group, and even just now, like, the biggest thing always is just, like, regular life stuff is going to happen. And how you maneuver around it, you know, determine how far you can go. So sometimes that can derail you from your goal, and then you got to be able to get back up. So at this point, I understand how to maneuver around those things and just continue to push.
Oh, okay. Well, for my people out there listening in Listen Land, he just gave you some jewels to wear in your crown. Pick them up, put them in there, baby. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what my boy got going on. Check out Mr. D.O.C. in the building. If y'all forgot where he at, I'm going to run it back to you one more time. Leave it on your mind. And check him out on that good old Twitter.com/IDSDOC, M-U-S-I-C, baby. And hop on over to that Instagram.com/ITSDOC. M-U-S-I-C. How do we know you're there if you don't leave a comment? So go ahead and leave what's on your mind, from how you feel, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's going to welcome it. Follow him, he will follow you back, baby. And if you want to get real lazy on me and you don't really want to remember where he at, I'm going to just go ahead and post some Jones up on that good old Dream Hustle Win fan page. I'm going to leave it right there for you. All you got to do is check that Jones and find my name. Yeah, they'll me. Now, y'all know your girl is a small fish in a big pond. And after this back, you're going to schedule program. So I'm going to need y'all to check my boy with that LSMB on that 106.1 San Diego between 9 and 11. Go request that Jones if you like it. Show your support. Yeah, you know me. You know what I mean? And we're going to have to catch all y'all on the flip side. I do want to say thank you for coming on and blessing me on the show today. You know what I'm saying? I will be sharing your Joan around, especially that power, because everybody got their favorite.
That
power is my Joan. I'm rocking. Most definitely. And when you get that Joan out, you know what I'm saying, and that video is coming out, come back and check your girl, because you know your girl does that promo all day long.
Definitely, definitely will do. I appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. I want to thank all the sponsors that allow us to do what we do. We do what we're doing, honey. We wouldn't be nowhere if it wasn't for y'all. To everybody out there in listening land, check out my boy D.O.C. If you don't know where he at, go ahead and rewind this one more time. You feel me? Now, I don't want to say nothing more. I ain't going to say nothing less. But check my boy. He's out here doing the best. You feel me? We're going to catch y'all on the flip side. For now, we're going to have to say deuces. We out.
All right. Peace.